T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Number 3, Tennessee, a winner today at Memphis, 102-92. Let's go back now to Bob Kessling.
John, thanks. We're here with Coach Rick Barnes after the Volunteers win this game over the Memphis Tigers today, 102-92. Coach, got to the free throw line a lot of times in this game.
We did. We've still got a lot of room for growth. There's no question about that. We knew that would be a very emotional situation. I thought our guys really did a good job with that for the most part. I'm not sure they ever got it back under 11 at any point in time, but I just thought we were, again, with their style, where they're trying to flop and pick up fouls like that on off the ball. I don't know how many fouls were called in the game, but it was a bunch of them. And it makes it a really very difficult game for referees to officiate. It's a good win for us, and we just got to, like I said, continue to grow. We gave up way too many offensive rebounds, and because of the foul trouble, we got really stagnant on defense and really didn't guard the way we need to guard.
They came out in the second half after you led by 15 at halftime. They came out kind of a different flow, driving to the basket, and they were effective at that.
Well, we knew they were going to do that. We knew that would be what they would do, and, you know, here we are trying to nurse foul troubles and do that. You know, we just knew we're going to have to work our way through the game. We really didn't get to play our man defense very much today because of the way the game was being officiated. And, you know, we're still down a guard where we actually needed another guard today. But the fact is we'll learn some stuff from this and get on down the road.
How did your team adjust to the whistle today?
Well, they were getting frustrated because of the flops. You know, they were. But we showed them coming in. They do a lot of that. The fact is, we had guys, I don't even know the minutes, you got the stat sheet there, where how many guys played a lot of minutes, and we had guys play way too many minutes in the first half because of foul trouble. We had to do that. And
well, you had Grant playing 33, Bone had 30, Schofield 36.
Yeah, Admiral got tired, he did, but I thought he stayed in there with it. But we had 18 turnovers, and Admiral had 5 of them, but 2 of his, I'm not sure they were his. He made some pretty nice passes that weren't called, but Jordan Bone had 5 of them, so between 2 guys, 10 turnovers. But the offensive rebounds was what we but what we've got to learn to do, Bob, we've got to learn to really, Kyle Alexander picking up that fourth foul. You know, he had no way to get to the ball, trying to use his length when little guys are under him. He's got to spin off of it. But that point in time in the game, anything like that, the referee's going to call. And you got to know that. At that point, they were trying to get it somewhat, I guess. How many fouls were called in the game?
Well, I'm looking at their stat sheet. It was 33 on Tennessee, I think, and then 20 or 22, I guess. I don't know. I can't read the stat sheet. Here, you read it. See if you can figure that out.
Personal fouls were this is 22 and 33, and then 35 and 21. I'm not sure what it is either there.
It's
but
22 and 21.
Yeah, I would think that. And it's an NBA stat sheet. Boy, it's pretty thorough, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, I'm going to have to go back to school and learn how to read this stat sheet, yeah.
Well, Bone picks up a foul, 2 fouls, 2 minutes into the game. How did that change your rotation?
Well, the first foul, again, that was, I was shocked it was blown. I mean, it was ridiculous. And the fact is, he didn't touch him. And we know that they kick out like that. And that's supposed to be something the referees are supposed to be up on. And that was a tough one to start the game. And then the second one, I have no problem with him being called on that because he extended his elbow. And if you do that, it should be called. That's the rules of the game. But
how did that affect you, though, the rotation?
Oh,
the rest
right
of the
off
game?
The bat, it affected because now we're having to play Jordan Bound there. Pons made a couple of shots, but he never got in the flow. He's got to learn. He's got to get in the flow of our offense. He catches the ball. He's like a deer in headlights, where he just catches it and stands there. He's got to take the ball down the floor. Then he took it, charged, but he's still young. He's a sophomore learning, but he's going to have to figure this out.
Tennessee wins though today at Memphis, 102-92. Back to John.
Memphis.com, 385 in Houston, Levy and Collierville.
Sports Radio 92.9 FM, ESPN.
FedEx Forum with Tennessee Coach Rick Barnes. Coach, give us your thoughts on your offense today, execution.
Well, when we executed, it was good. But the fact is, we were turning the ball over. Again, you know, Grant had turnovers where, you know, when he brought the ball down the floor. And all we want him to do is bring the ball down the floor, let our offense, and that's where he's got to get his ego in check. And that last call he got was a tough one. I mean, there is a cylinder rule there, but and that call came from 40 feet away. But we just want to see him do that. Jordan Bone's got to understand you don't be messing with the ball when two guys are on you trying to put it behind your back and turn it over like that. But once we got into our offense, we could get what we wanted.
We've got a road win, and now you get to go home for a couple of games.
We do, and are you getting any emails about birthday presents for your wife?
I'm still in trouble. I got one on a battery-operated leaf blower, but I'm not sure that's going to be a big hit.
I don't think you can go with a leaf blower, not at Christmas, but maybe we should put out what she wants to get you.
Well, we know that's could be a rock in the sock, so we don't need that. Yeah. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll see you and be a good quick flight home. We'll see you on Wednesday night.
Yeah, let's get on this bird and hope it's mechanically working, and yeah. We're not delayed this time. Thanks.
Nice going, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
Rick Barnes' comment says, today Tennessee knocks off the Memphis Tigers here in Memphis 102-92. Let's go back to John Wilkerson.
All right, Bob, for number 3 Tennessee. The victory puts the Volunteers at 8-1. They come home to take on Samford Wednesday night, 7:00 Eastern. 6:30 is when we start with Vol Network coverage. Memphis 5-5 after the loss. They'll be at home against the University of Arkansas Little Rock also Wednesday night. That'll be at 8:00 Eastern. Tennessee 15-11 all time against the Tigers. Now 7-6 as the road team in Memphis. Again, the final score, Tennessee 102, Memphis 92.
Don't miss your chance to experience the action live with tickets from Vivid Seats, the exclusive resale marketplace of the Tennessee Vols. Visit the App Store to download your Vivid Seats app today to buy and sell tickets to any event, home games, on the road, even sold-out games. No problem. And every transaction is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. Support the Vols with tickets from the exclusive resale marketplace, Vivid Seats. To purchase tickets and read our guarantee terms, download the Vivid Seats app or visit vividseats.com/Vols today.
Tennesseans know what it means to volunteer. It means doing the right thing. It means giving back. Eastman and its good sports partners salute all volunteers on 25 years of giving back to the environment. From the first recycled cup at UT Games to today's plan to promote zero waste, we've come a long way. So take a bow, Big Orange Country, and remember, good sports always give back. Brought to you by Eastman, Food City, UT Recycling, and Waste Connections.
How are you the ultimate Vols fan?
Because I got this air horn installed in my throat.
Pretty sick, right?
Yes, you look really sick. What doctor would even do this?
Doctor? I did this myself. I mean, I can't swallow whole food, but still.
Wait, what?
Just gotta plow through it. Hey, can I get a couple of soups up here? What about some chamomile tea?
Don't be that guy. Get a fan card. The smart way to be the ultimate Vols fan. Just go to volcards.com.
This is the Vol Network.
So Tennessee comes to Memphis. They hit a lot of free throws, and they make big plays down the stretch as they hold off the Tigers to get the win to improve to 8-1 on the season. Now Tennessee heads home. They'll play Samford on Wednesday night, 7:00 at Thompson Bowling Arena. Our broadcast starts at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central Time. Thanks for being with us for Vol Network coverage of Tennessee basketball, for Bert Bertelkamp, and for John Wilkerson. I'm Bob Kessling. Final score again today, Tennessee 102, Memphis 92, and so long from the FedEx Forum.
You've been listening to Vol Network coverage of University of Tennessee basketball, produced by IMG, the world's premier sports, entertainment, and media company. This is the Vol Network.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
One of the toughest tasks for business owners today is to fill out your staff with quality people in every position. It can take away from your day-to-day focus of trying to make your business as good as it can be. Hey, this is Eric Hasseltine here to tell you, you don't have to worry about that anymore. All you have to do is call PSC Staffing. PSC Staffing's been in Memphis for over 30 years, locally owned and operated. And let me tell you what, they have put people in jobs all over the place, and they can do it right here in Memphis. They understand the local market, so that's why you need to give them a call. They can custom tailor a staff solution for all of your business's needs, whether it's light industrial, clerical, nursing, professional placement, drivers, or construction. They do it all. Visit their website at pscstaffing.com or give my friend Chris Bramlett a call. 794-6144, 901-794-6144. PSC Staffing, locally owned and operated, and the company you should trust. Give Chris Bramlett a call. 901-794-6144. PSC Staffing. Let them put the right people in your positions.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size ESPN conference room, huddle room, or executive office.
Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Well, hello there.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.